That's good a deal. Whole different
thing. I like you guys.
Would sit there at the reception area. Or see.
Yeah.
And then
somebody to paint down. I think that'd be
Becky
cool.
Dowell and Dina Jones sat in
we've
the
had all
the
graffiti on there. Maybe it'd be cheaper just to paint a
welcome. Of course, I had my office was behind me. Mm-hmm.
How are you, Roger?
Good.
I didn't say hello.
The three of them were about to talk about tattoos. And Nancy didn't have one. She was, my daughter has one.
Fall weather coming.
It's college. Getting here yeah. early. It seemed like the trees are losing leaves.
She proceeded to say where it was.
The corn. Heads down off this
thing. Way Bloomington, they right there on the inside. Hey, where they see the yeah. field starting to turn up there.
You ready?
Sure. We're getting a meeting started with Stan. Do the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Your attorney.
Have the clerk call the roll.
Buchanan.
Here.
Wise.
Here.
Ballinger.
Here.
Edmonds.
Here.
Srelick.
Here. Need a motion to approve the minutes of our last meeting, August 16th.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion's been made and second. Any discussion on the meeting? Call the roll, please.
Wise.
Yes.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Srelick.
Yes. I'll have the clerk read the bills and payroll.
General Administration, $35,324.50. Economic Development, $1,548.79. Police, $19,779.66. Fire, $37,576.91. Street, $10,088.25. Parks, $14,215.23. Public Health and Safety, $4,908.88. Emergency Services, $122,897.84. Infrastructure, $18,245.38. Garbage, $30.38. Cemetery, $9,433.40. Water Operations, $45,953.29. Sewer Operations, $4,190.94. Water Deposits, $1,025. Clinton Sanitary District, $49,813.50. Drug Enforcement, $140. Special Tax Allocation, TIF 1, $100,385.45. Warner Hospital and Health Services Operating Account, $491,375.30.
Thank you. Have a motion to approve the bills and payroll.
I move to approve the bills and payroll.
I'll second it.
Motion's been made and second. Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Srelick?
Yes. Move down to petitions and communications. Seth, you here this evening?
Seth Reddington. I reside here in Clinton. I come before you like I have many times before. Last meeting, I made the statement that I've looked through all the ordinances that supports where the fire department is exempt. Commissioner Dan Ballinger stated that he never made that statement. If you go to the 6 month, the seventh day, right around 33 minutes into that recording, that's where Commissioner Dan Ballinger says a fire department does not have to follow ordinances. So, last meeting you told me that you'd tell me when I was wrong. I've asked all kinds of questions of you, your actions, and I'm getting the same example tonight. Nothing. I stated last meeting I had all these questions for you guys. Last October, towards the end, Commissioner Wise, you said, you don't hear about it on the street. You want people to come up here if they've got questions. Man, I've asked questions till I'm blue in the face. It's each and every one of you's responsibility as a commissioner. If a taxpaying citizen, ask questions to look into them. These are facts. It's got supporting documentation with them. Tom Edmonds made a statement.
Well, before you get into that.
Yes.
Do you remember Tim Folliwell gave you a stack of papers that was responses to your Freedom of Information Act request that was about that thick?
About 48 of them.
And then you copied them and gave them to all of us.
Exactly right.
Now, those are, I don't see where you can get around to saying that there were no answers. That is a lot of work on Tim's time, and it was a lot of work on Steve Byers' time because the attorney has to look at them. So that's a lot of time and expense on the city.
It was a big smoke show, Tom.
Well, I disagree because there's a lot of interesting stuff in there.
Did you put two and two together when you looked at all that?
I looked at all of them.
It would have gave you a lot more questions, a lot more.
I don't think so.
I do. I do. If somebody would take the time to sit down and listen, absolutely. Now you want to talk about ordinances. You stated that having a burn facility is totally capable of being over there because that's what that's suited for. But in your ordinance policies, it states that there won't be any loud noise, there won't be any smoke created past the property line. All those are in that book. You can go online and get them, too. I've got them all.
Yeah, all the ordinances are online.
Yeah. So when you stated that it's well-suited over there, no industry in this town can create a smoke hazard.
That's correct.
But that's not what you stated.
I question you on that.
Go back and listen to the meetings. All I'm saying is it states three levels in an industrial area. I count five over there. Handrails, you get off and work on, there's a total of five. Not to exceed 40 feet. A container's 40 foot out towards the top of the handrail.
Are you talking about the training facility?
Absolutely. There's all kinds.
Well, you didn't designate that you were talking about the training facility.
That's what I've been talking about.
Industrial area in general, I thought.
Yes. Yes. But do you guys have any answers for the questions that I brought up last time?
Were your exact questions last time?
You guys had the recordings. I got them all written down on paper. Absolutely, I do.
What were they exactly?
You want me to ask them all again right now?
You want an answer right now? Yes, please.
Next meeting, I will come in here with every question. Imagine being here a couple hours. If you guys want to answer them, is that what you're saying, Tom?
What I'm saying is questions you asked last meeting.
Yes. I ask all of you, listen to the recording and bring back the answers. It's not that hard.
Well, we're not going to bring back answers that we've already responded to because I asked
about a boat five FOIA requests, four or five, before I ever got an answer that there was a boat. I got a stack of papers that thick that was never answered, and then finally they get answered. It's just a game.
Well, I can't.
That's all it is. But the bottom line is you have somebody that put themselves on a department and is collecting a wage. I asked you time and time again, produce the minutes of the meeting. Pretty easy. If I was sitting up there, I'd say, yeah, this one I was voted on. Right here. Here it is.
We never voted on the acquisition of the boat.
That department votes on their members, don't they? When they go on probation, when they come off, when they become a fireman, aren't they voted on?
Not by us.
that department.
By the department, but not by us.
But they keep minutes too. I FOIA request them. It's easy. It doesn't bother me a bit. And here, it's standard practice. I've seen this before, where everybody just sits on their hands and don't say anything. Hoping it'll go away. But if you take all these elements, saying gas went into a fire truck, when it went into a personal truck, signing initials, an initial, it means that that's your name you're signing. It wasn't an X or check mark, it was your initial. Next to time worked. How can somebody be in charge of a department
yet be employed by a department? I believe that's been discussed, cussed and discussed many times over the last several months.
Did you read that letter from the Attorney General?
Why do we have to keep bringing it up and up and up?
Because it hasn't been.
Being so redundant.
It hasn't been settled.
It has too.
Next month I'll bring every question in, everyone.
You're changing your topic, aren't
you? No, I'm not changing my topic. I asked you.
Because you were talking about the gasoline going in the
truck. That's what I'm saying. There's all kinds of stuff.
That issue has been settled. It's been taken to the police department for an investigation. And that's it. It was determined that there was no crime committed.
By which department?
And, well, that what you brought up.
By which department was it looked at?
Which department looked at it?
Yeah.
The police department.
City of Clinton.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that a conflict of interest because he's the commissioner for them?
Well, I don't believe you'd have a problem of Chief Flowers with that question at all. And if you stop to think about it, if you used your figures on that, then that if Dan had followed the city ordinance and not filled his tank full of gas from that station and turned in the ticket to Cheryl like he really should have.
Absolutely.
It would have cost over $200 to the city. In this case, it was, what, 68? So to me, what he did was wrong, but it saved us a good deal of money.
How many times has that went on?
You only told us about once.
I just asked a question. Paperwork shows a whole bunch of stuff.
Can't help that. You only told us about the one. And had evidence of it. We have no evidence of any more.
Okay. Next time I'll come in, I'll have all these questions, and I'll even produce them to all of you. Hopefully I'll get the answers.
Well, just don't be redundant about it.
Why don't they answer the ones that's put out there?
We've answered, like I said.
Let me ask you this.
We had that many.
On October 17th, when that police report was made up, when I pulled the billing from the county, why did it state it was put in squad 5, a fire truck?
I wouldn't have no way of knowing that.
It's in that paperwork I gave you.
I see an awful lot of papers.
That's what I'm saying. If you took the time to look at it, you would see where it's going.
I've seen the investigation report, too.
There wasn't a very big one. I'll be back.
Guaranteed. Thanks, Sam.
Thank you.
Anybody else in the auditorium want to speak to the council? Come forward, state your name, please.
I'm Ed Sassinas. I'm owner of EMC Photography.
Pardon?
I'm Ed Sassinas. I'm owner of EMC Photography.
Oh, yes.
And so I've been kind of paying attention to some articles that Gordon wrote as of late about some of the street problems, or actually some of the sidewalk problems in front of the buildings. And this is something that I talked about with Tim Falwell several times, but my business is right off the square. And do you mind if I hand these pictures over?
It's fine. They're on
Those are on the sidewalk.
West Main?
Yes.
South Side, West Main?
Yes. Those are the sidewalk. And honestly, my complaint to Tim at the time has been that it is a dangerous spot. There is a point where it's actually a 4-inch rise in elevation on the cement from things breaking apart. This has been going on for years, actually since we moved in there. Now, not the owner of the building. However, I have clients who come to that building. I also have clients who sometimes are elderly or disabled. I really don't want to put them on that sidewalk in front of my building. I don't really have a choice. But, you know, if that's going to be addressed over on the other part of the square, and I'm sorry I didn't bring my notes with me on the exact location, I would also like it to be addressed on my area. Because honestly, that is a main thoroughfare going into the square. The amount of traffic that happens in front of my office for May Days or for the upcoming homecoming parade, it's immense. And it just keeps not getting taken care of. And like I said, I don't own the building. The Moores have talked with Tim Falwell at that time. They are the owners of the building. And it's kind of gone back and forth on it. And I realize part of the problem is how some of the steps have settled. However, the cement that needs to be repaired can go right around the steps. And also, just going down to the street itself, you know, you go across the street where the optometrist's office is, and you've actually got it set up so a wheelchair can get over that part of the thing, go straight up onto the street. Mine, hey, we got a, you know, nice curb that promptly falls down. So, you know, I don't know what can be done to address it, but I figured I needed to bring this to your attention, that as long as that other piece is being looked at, hey, it's not the only piece that has a problem. And I'm not really aware of any other location other than those two off the square that have that kind of damage through the years. And it's just not, it's not safe. And it's an accident waiting to happen. And it scares me because I do have to pay insurance that if somebody does fall around where I do business, guess what?
Yeah,
it comes in on my insurance.
It's been on my radar since we started working on Washington Street. And I can notice that it needs a lot of work.
I appreciate that you've noticed that.
And that's an upcoming job that we got to undertake. What you're talking about.
Thank you.
I don't know whether we can get to it this winter, coming on now, but we're going to put it in. We're going to put it in our discussions because it is bad.
It is, and it gets. I mean, it definitely gets worse during the winter because you can't even drive a snowblade over it or shovel or anything else.
And you got several steps going up into your business also.
Yeah, but those steps we can handle because at least they're level and you can clean them off and pour salt on them.
Yeah.
I can't level off those dips and curves that are happening on the sidewalk.
Well, I just tell you that this is my department, and when I come to office, I was told the business owners were responsible for that. So I haven't got clarification on that yet, so we need to get all that clarified first before we say we're going to do anything. So,
well, I will mention this then. So my location was originally on the square at 605 West Side Square, and at that time, when we moved into that building, and at that point in time it was owned by Clint Lichtenwalder, we were very much told that the city is responsible for the sidewalk. They take care of it. We have to shovel between the sidewalk and into our door, but we were very much told that the sidewalk is the city's responsibility, and I don't see how that would change going slightly off the square.
That's what I told that that's always the way it's been. So until we get clarification.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
It'll be under discussion, sir.
Okay.
Anybody else in the audience?
I'm next.
State your name, please.
Yeah, Robert Kreitler, 423 West South, Clinton.
Good evening, Robert.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Anyways, I don't want to leave you out.
Don't leave Cheryl out.
Yep. Well, I want to make sure I lead with something good. I want to make sure I thank Cheryl for all the help she gave us putting on that movie that we did a few weeks ago up on the square. And we didn't have a lot of turnout for it, but Cheryl was absolutely wonderful helping out with it. She called us up, make sure everything was set up and everything. I cannot say enough good things about her, how much she helped us out. And she always helps us out through the years. Anything we got going, she does the job really good. I'll send these around here. So
I'll get to these in just a sec. I guess you guys got
it. Sure.
That's fine.
So now we got the dessert out of the way. I guess we'll go to the veggies. See, we're all laughing. It's a good time. All right. So I got some. Just got left on my door Friday by your ordinance guy there. So, and I brought this up to you guys to some attention back in May, had some issues with some stuff. And seems to me if we're looking to try to get people to help get compliance and stuff, going by their house on a Friday afternoon, right around 3 o'clock or so is when he got seen down at my house. And then bailing, so yeah, 7 days, then you guys want to start fining me at, and he underlined it even, you know, 7 days, minimum fine of $100 each day for each offense. Okay, so you guys, and I had questions about some of this. He says on here, remove some overgrowth brush from yard and trim. I don't know exactly what he's talking about. So he's supposed to be in offices here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. to discuss. Now, last time when I tried to get a hold of this guy, he was bailing out of that office 3 o'clock. Now, I work 5 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, he tried to make contact with me. You know when he tried to make contact? Like 9 o'clock in the morning. Where's most of us at 9 o'clock in the morning? Most of us are at work. So having a guy that has his office hours posted on here, 10 a.m., Monday, Wednesday, Friday, between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m., does no good to anybody that works. Especially when he's bailing out at 3 in the afternoon, 2:30 sometimes, I'd call, try to get a hold of this guy, and he tries to make contact with you at 9 o'clock. Then he comes down here on a Friday, and if you work during the day, you know, you're busy, you get home and all that, and you want to try to get this clarified? Okay, so let me show you how this worked this time. He's not in the office yesterday. It's a holiday. So now, maybe I can talk to this guy on Wednesday, assuming he doesn't bail at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, like he likes to do. So how am I supposed to get clarification before you guys start finding me $100 a day on Friday when I've got one day, maybe, to catch this guy? And this was a complaint that I had. When you're gone on vacation for a week, he pops it on you on a Friday or Saturday, come back, got no time to deal with it. This is predatory enforcement of ordinances. You turn this guy into nothing but a revenue-collecting thug.
When you called him, did you leave a message?
I left a message.
Left him a phone number, best time to get a hold of you?
Yep. But like I said, he won't be able to get a hold of me till Wednesday at the earliest, and that's assuming he doesn't cut out of here at 3 o'clock.
Okay. You don't understand what the violations were?
I don't know what brush he's needing me to address. Because there's stuff in the front yard, stuff in the backyard. Does he want it all? Does he just want this? Because you have a communication thing. I want to make sure that I'm addressing what his concern is. Because if I'm addressing this stuff here and he don't care about that, and he's concerned about this, because it's a two-way communication there. It's not just a one-way thing. Because you guys are wanting the city to look nice and all that, tell me what your problems are and we'll work on them. But doing this, and then when I come up here to the city to ask questions, hey, what's the story? What's the problem? Nobody knows. You know, digital cameras are cheap. Got them on your phones. Take documentation of what the problem is. take documentation, leave it on a shared drive, and then this way you come up here and say, hey, you say, oh, well, this, this, and this, that's what it's
about. If he gets back to you on Wednesday, then you can get verification on what you need to get done.
And that's assume, and then I've got less than 24 hours to get it cleaned up.
Well, you can discuss that with Larry. That's the officer. And you can plead your case with him. That's kind of out of our jurisdiction.
Well, but extending the dates that you guys go out to 10 days or something would be in your jurisdiction, I think, wouldn't it?
Ben, what can we do on that?
Kick that can out 10 days to give people a chance to fix it.
I think we're over lenient the way we are, personally. We have a part-time employee. You know, we went a couple of years with no code enforcement, designated code enforcement. We have a part-time retired police officer that does that Monday, Wednesday, Friday. He's correct, Mr. Kreitler. I did get your very condescending voicemail.
Mm-hmm.
I elected to not call you back today because he is in tomorrow, and Officer Willing can. Yes, he works daytime hours as well. We, rather than writing tickets, several years ago, we went to a system where we leave courtesy warnings on someone's door to give them. We give them time to come in compliance. You know, theoretically, we could go around, we could send our revenue-generating thug around and just write tickets right off the bat, and we don't do that. We try to get people into compliance and give them ample notice. Because what we want is compliance. It's obviously not revenue generating for us. Quite frankly, I would guess with the legal costs that we have with the city attorney prosecuting these things, it's probably costing us money. But it's for a good cause of trying to beautify the city the best we can. 7 days, I can tell you, while that warning says a minimum, 7 days, and could be fined daily, we flat do not do that. While we could, we've not done that. We've never done that, to my knowledge. We've been overly understanding and working with people. I mean, for crying out loud, drive around. You know, I often talk to many of you about various properties and what are we doing? We're working on them. We're trying to make progress rather than just going right to enforcement and right to court. So I do think you asked the question. It seems to me in your explanation to the city, I believe I've not seen the warning, but you said it addresses brush, and you don't know if that means the brush in the front, the back. Well, I'd say if it's in violation, it means all of it. Now, he might be, Officer Willing, might be a little more lenient on some versus others, but if it's all a violation, I would say on behalf of the police department and the city, we'd like it all cleaned up.
Well, I don't know what the violation is. What is he considering brush?
Well,
because brush, the normal typical thing is brush is what you've cut off of a tree and you've stacked it up on the road. That's what I consider brush.
Well, that could be.
And that's what I'm questioning. Where's our problem here? How do we get this in compliance?
Well, I will have him get in touch with you, all right?
All right, and as for that, he went out of his way here to underline in his marker, 7 days, minimum fine, $100 each day. He went out of his way to underline that. So that seems to me he's really wanting to push this $100 a day.
Well, he could.
And I mean, you can take a look at it if you think I'm crazy.
Touch base. He'll touch base with you.
Yeah.
And,
all right.
Get her cleaned up.
Well, now anyway, since we're talking about violations and all that, in pictures I sent you, I discussed that back in May. We are so worried about grass and brush and trimming on South Street, but we don't care about a building getting run off of 4 drop cords. That's not in ADA compliance, I guarantee you. It was built by the maintenance guys on the hospital on a weekend. I don't know if they're certified electricians. I don't know what their certifications are, but I guarantee you running a building off of drop cords is not safe, especially when you're bringing the public in there. And it's a hospital. And it's city-owned.
Fix that.
Huh?
I thought they were to fix that and put a conduit in.
You know how they fixed that? See that picture in the upper right? They sent three of their maintenance guys out there. My mom sat out there in front of my house and laughed at them because they were struggling to put a board up so they could hide it.
Oh, good.
Okay. We've had enough discussion on that. We'll discuss it with the hospital. We're done. Time's up.
Yeah.
All right. No, that's all right. I'd just go and make a complaint with the state then about how we do things at that hospital.
We're going to move on down.
Thank you.
Report from the Department of Streets and Public Improvement.
I don't have much other than you'll see that we got the bid in for the summer maintenance. It's a little higher than what we estimated at. There's a sheet there on the back that also shows you what streets we will be doing. Just because we've got that amount out there doesn't mean that we'll get all these streets done. It just depends on how material goes, how it gets laid. There's possibility it might be not as much done, or maybe possibly another street or two. So, and like I said, this is coming up later in business. So, but that's all I have.
Okay. Public property.
I do not have a lot either. Just been pretty much standard what the guys have been doing. They did set up with FS to come and clean the lagoons out before winter. That way we'll be ready to go and have them all done before that happens. And they've done an excellent job the last couple of times that they've cleaned it. They've done a really good job of getting it out of there and not making messes on the street. And I was really impressed with them because before we'd have stuff spread out all the way to the highway and it was just not very good. So these guys have been doing a really, really good job, and they've kept the same price, you know. So they'll be getting that done before it turns bad weather. So other than that, that's all I have.
You got your upgraded equipment in yet?
They've got everything in the plant. They've got it all hooked up, and they're waiting on the guy that does the actual computer setup of it. It's all ready to go, and the other one's doing its job, but as soon as he can get here, and he talked to him last week, and he thought sometime this week or very shortly he'd be here to do all the computer setup. So,
okay,
but it's in there, and it's ready to go as soon as he can get here and do it.
Okay, thank you. Health and safety?
I just got one thing, really. The parks, it'll be time to start shutting the water and stuff down at the spray park and so forth. But I've noticed over to Downey Park, terrible amount of garbage is being left out. There's a trash can right there. Maybe we need another one. But it's just potato chip bags, just everything left laying around. Just ask people to pick up after themselves. Ben, do you have anything else?
I do not, thank you.
That'll be it for me.
Council and Finance.
Only thing I have is Clint got the monthly reports to everybody, and it's a little later than normal, and that's because the actuarial report for the police and fire pension funds was late getting to him. And it seems like it's been getting later and later. Nothing we can do about it, but that means our monthly reports are going to be getting to us later. And that's all I have.
Okay. We'll move down to unfinished business. We got the exemptions for the vendors of the Appone Port.
Motion to approve the following applications for exemption to the peddlers, itinerant merchants, and solicitors ordinance for the Apple and Pork Festival: Clinton Antique Mall, Clinton Area Farmers and Artisans Market, Clinton Presbyterian Church, Country Junction, DeWitt County Museum, and Vespasian Warner Public Library District.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second that.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion?
This is the same we do every year, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Any other discussion? Call the roll.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Strelick?
Yes. Move down to new business. We're going to place the bids for the...
I had to go ahead and vote on that tonight so we can get this rolling.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's getting late.
Okay, we're going to make an ordinance, or make a motion.
Mm-hmm.
Motion for the summer maintenance.
Yeah, motion to approve the bid from Ileana Construction Company for the 2022 MFT summer maintenance in the amount of $116,235.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Discussion. Call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Srilli?
Yes. Place on file the contractual purchase agreement for the building lot number 325,000. Is that the last of the building lots?
Good.
Yep.
Okay. It was kind of a little bit of a, all the paperwork was done on the subdivision lots back in November, and it's out, it's too old, so they got to go back through and update all the process. And Mr. Hobbit said he was like several people ahead of us, so he's trying to get that through as soon as possible.
Fair.
Yep.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yep, there, John.
Okay. Yes, that is accurate. Inform me that telework is a bit old. It was done back in November of last year, given the fact that we were waiting for the road work last month or so, via Stark, then we were ready to proceed, but the tile work, like I just made mention, is too old. They have to update it. It indicates to me that they're kind of backed up, and there's a number of people ahead of us, but given the fact that they're just updates, not whole new work being done, I'm hoping that that gets done sooner rather than later, but I'll keep you guys apprised.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, John. With that, that's the end of our meeting. We're going to go into closed session. No activity after we come out.
We have a motion to hold a closed session for approval of closed session minutes and employment of employee.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion been made and second. Call the roll.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srilli?
Yes. Our meeting's adjourned.
Adjourn.
Need a motion to adjourn regular meeting.
I'd make that motion.
Second.
Motion been made and second. Call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Srilli?
Yes. Meeting adjourned.